This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Exact scripts for staying emotionally controlled when you feel personally attacked mid-conflict. Word-for-word language to stay grounded when the heat is on. In short, when you feel personally attacked mid-conflict, your brain treats the moment as a physical threat and floods your body with the chemicals of survival. That is the moment your words fail you. Emotional control is not about hiding your feelings. It is about choosing your response before your instincts choose it for you. Prepared scripts give your rational brain something to reach for when the amygdala hijack shuts your thinking down. The 6 scripts below are drawn from the core framework and Say It Right Every Time. They work because they were built for exactly these moments. Definition: emotionally controlled conflict is the ability to manage your internal reactions during a confrontation so that you respond with intention rather than instinct. It keeps difficult conversations productive even when personal attacks, accusations, or raised voices threaten to derail them entirely. I've sat across a table from someone who looked me in the eye and said, "This is your fault, and everyone knows it." My face went hot, my chest tightened, and every word I had prepared vanished. That is what a personal attack does. It stops being a conversation about a problem and becomes a conversation about you. Your brain registers it as a threat, not a disagreement. In Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, I describe this as the amygdala hijack, the moment your emotional brain takes control and your rational thinking goes offline. Emotionally controlled conflict is not about pretending the attack did not land. It is about having the right words ready so that your rational brain has something to grab onto before instinct takes the wheel. The 6 scripts below are built for the moments when composure matters most. They are drawn from the core framework. Clarity, openness, respect, and empathy applied in sequence. Each one gives you a way back to the problem without abandoning your ground. How to use these scripts without sounding like you rehearsed them. Read the situation description first. Find the closest match to what you are facing. Then read the script out loud, alone, before the conversation happens. Your brain needs to hear your own voice saying these words. That is what makes them available to you under pressure. The brackets mark where you fill in your own specifics. Swap a phrase here and there to match how you naturally speak. The goal is not to memorize lines. The goal is to give your nervous system a rehearsed pathway so that when the attack comes, you're not starting from nothing. Understanding why the amygdala hijack blocks your communication is the foundation. These scripts are the flow you stand on after that understanding is in place. Scripts for staying emotionally controlled mid-conflict. Script 1. When someone attacks your character instead of your work. The situation. You are discussing a problem, and the other person shifts from the issue to a personal accusation. The real problem is you never take responsibility, or this is typical of you. Why it works. It names what is happening without accusing, which interrupts the escalation cycle. It separates your character from the problem being discussed and invites a return to productive ground. The 3-second pause, a micro-intervention described in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, is built into the script's opening beat. Standard version. I want to address the issue, and I'm going to need us to focus on that specifically. I do not think a conversation about my character is going to help either of us find a solution. Can we go back to the specific problem? Formal version. I appreciate that you feel strongly about this. I want to make sure we address the issue directly. Focusing on a specific problem rather than personal assessments will give us the best chance of a productive outcome. Can we return to that? What to watch for after? The other person may double down. If they do, use script 4. If they soften, move immediately to the problem and do not revisit the attack. Eamon's note. This one takes courage. Your instinct is to defend yourself. Resist it. The moment you defend your character, you've left the real conversation behind. Script 2. When you feel your own anger rising and need to buy time. The situation. You can feel the heat building. Your voice wants to sharpen. Your words want to become weapons. You are not there yet, but you are close. Why it works. Naming your own emotional state out loud does 2 things at once. It slows the reactive cycle because your brain has to shift from feeling to labeling. And it signals honesty to the other person, which lowers their defenses. This is the empathy bridge applied inward, a technique from Chapter 5 that I have used more times than I can count. Standard version. I need a moment. This is landing harder than I expected, and I want to make sure I respond to you properly rather than react. Can you give me 30 seconds? Formal version. I want to engage with this thoughtfully. I am finding this conversation quite charged, and I would like a brief moment to collect my thinking before I respond. I appreciate your patience. Casual version. Hold on, I need a second. I want to get this right. What to watch for after? Most people will wait. If they push you to respond immediately, that tells you something important about their intention. Use script 5 if that happens. Eamon's note. Asking for 30 seconds feels like weakness until you have done it. The first time you do it, and watch the tension drop, you will never hesitate again. Script 3. When someone interrupts you repeatedly to shut down your point. The situation. Every time you try to speak, the other person talks over you, cuts you off, or dismisses your point before you finish. The emotional effect is a creeping sense that you are invisible. Why it works? It is direct without being aggressive. It names the behavior, not the person, which is a core principle of respectful directness. Focusing on behavior rather than character keeps the conversation from becoming a personal verdict. You can read more about managing this pattern in the context of team dynamics in the Deal Method article. Standard version. I would like to finish my point before you respond. I'm going to ask you to hold your thoughts for 30 seconds while I complete what I was saying. Then I will give you the floor without interruption. Formal version. I want to make sure we each have the opportunity to be heard fully. I would appreciate the space to complete my point before you respond. I will extend the same courtesy to you. What to watch for after? If the interruptions continue, do not raise your voice. Simply stop speaking. Silence is more powerful than volume in this moment. Eamon's note. The interruption is really accidental. It is a control tactic, conscious or not. Naming it quietly and firmly is the only response that works. Script 4. When the conversation becomes too heated to continue productively. The situation. One or both of you have moved past the point where useful words are being exchanged. Voices are raised, positions are hardening, and continuing will only cause damage. Why it works? It acknowledges the emotional reality without assigning blame, which is the empathy bridge in action. It does not abandon the issue, it reschedules it. A postponed conversation that happens well is worth infinitely more than a heated conversation that leaves wreckage. This connects directly to the de-escalation approach covered in How to De-escalate Team Conflict Without Losing the Relationship. Standard version. I think we are both too activated right now to get to a good place together. I want to come back to this. Can we agree to talk again at specific time? I am committed to finding a resolution. Formal version. I believe we would both benefit from some time to reflect before continuing. I would like to propose we reconvene at specific time and date with fresh perspectives. I'm fully committed to working through this with you. What to watch for after? Agree on the specific time before you leave the room. A verbal agreement to talk later without a time attached is rarely kept. Eamon's note. Walking away feels like losing. It is not. It is the only move that keeps the relationship intact when the heat is too high for good thinking. Script 5. When someone uses your past mistakes as a weapon. The situation. The other person brings up something you got wrong before. Not to understand it, but to use it against you now. It is designed to destabilize your confidence and shift the conversation's moral weight. Why it works? It acknowledges the past without being held hostage to it. The I statement keeps the emotional ownership on your side rather than creating a counter-accusation. Refusing to be pulled backward is a form of emotional control that takes genuine practice. For the broader picture of how unmet needs often drive this kind of attack, the article on how unmet needs drive team conflict is worth your time. Standard version. I understand you are still carrying something from that situation. I am not going to dismiss that. And I also need us to focus on today's issue, because mixing the two means neither gets resolved properly. Can we agree to separate them? Formal version. I acknowledge that the previous situation is still relevant to how you see things. I want to address it properly rather than dismiss it. For the purposes of today's conversation, though, I would like to focus on current issues so we can reach a clear outcome. Would you be willing to set that other matter aside for now? What to watch for after? If they agree, hold them to the boundary. If they return to the old wound, use script 4 and end the session. Eamon's note. People throw past mistakes into the room because they have run out of ground in the present argument. Do not mistake that tactic for genuine grievance. Sometimes it is one, sometimes it is the other. Your job is to tell the difference. Script 6. When you need to reset after you have already reacted badly. The situation. You said something sharp. You raised your voice. You made it personal. You caught yourself, but the damage is visible. This is the three-step mistake recovery in action. Acknowledge, correct, move on. I cover this in detail in Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time. Why it works. A clean, specific acknowledgement, without excessive apology, signals confidence rather than weakness. Over-apologizing invites the other person to capitalize on the moment. Acknowledge what happened, name the correction, and move on. Standard version. I do not think that came out right. What I said was describe it briefly, and that was not fair. What I actually meant was restate your point clearly. Can we continue from here? Formal version. I want to step back for a moment. My last comment was describe it briefly, and that is not the tone I want in this conversation. I apologize for that. What I intended to communicate was restate your point. I would like to continue on that basis. What to watch for after? The other person will either accept the reset or use it to press an advantage. If they press, hold your composure. You have done the right thing. That matters regardless of their response. Eamon's note. Your ability to recover with dignity is often more powerful than never having slept in the first place. I have seen careers and relationships salvaged by a well-handled recovery. I have seen them destroyed by a refusal to acknowledge one. Script 7. When you need to redirect after a personal attack without escalating. The situation. The attack has landed. You felt it. But you do not want to escalate. And you do not want to absorb it silently either. You need a third option. Why it works. It redirects rather than defends. Defending your character pulls you into the other person's frame. Redirecting returns the conversation to shared ground. The recover method provides a useful extended framework if this moment is part of a larger conversation that has gone off the rails. Standard version. I hear that you are frustrated. I want to understand what is driving that. What is the specific outcome you are looking for from this conversation? Let's work from there. Formal version. I can see this is a matter you feel strongly about. Rather than focus on what has happened, I would like to understand what resolution looks like for you. If you can share your desired outcome, I am ready to work toward it. What to watch for after? If they give your real answer, you've moved the conversation from attack to problem solving. If they return to the attack, the issue is not their original problem. Use script 4. Eamon's note. Asking someone what they actually want is one of the most disarming questions you can ask in the middle of a conflict. Most attacks are covering an unmet need. This script goes looking for it. Avoiding the robotic trap. Making these words your own. A script becomes a wall when you read it instead of speak it. The purpose of these words is to give you an anchor, not a performance. Practice each one out loud at least twice before you expect to use it under pressure. Change words that do not sound like you. If you would never say I want to engage with this thoughtfully in ordinary conversation, find a version that fits your mouth. The structure and the intention are what matter. The exact phrasing is yours to shape. Pay attention to pace. The moment of a personal attack is not the moment to speak quickly. Slow your delivery. Give your words space. Composure is communicated as much through pace as through content. Where emotional control actually breaks down. These are the patterns I have watched derail people who had the right scripts, but used them wrong. The mistake. Defending your character instead of redirecting to the problem. Why it happens. A personal attack triggers a personal defense. It feels like the right response because the threat is personal. What to do instead? Trust the redirect. Your character does not need defending in the room. It speaks through your composure. The mistake. Using formal language in a casual conflict or casual language in a formal setting. Why it happens. People grab the first version of a script they remember under pressure. What to do instead? Know the register before you walk in. Is this a peer? A manager? A direct report? Match the formality to the relationship. The mistake. Delivering the script in the wrong tone, flat, cold, or sarcastic. Why it happens. Emotional suppression often bleeds into the voice even when the words are right. What to do instead? Practice the tone, not just the words. Composure sounds warm, not clinical. The mistake. Using a reset script, but then immediately re-escalating. Why it happens. The script buys a second of space, but the emotion behind it has not settled. What to do instead? When you use script 6, mean it. If you are not ready to de-escalate, use script 4 instead. If a conversation has already gone badly before you could use any of these, the article on recovering team synergy after a conversation goes catastrophically wrong gives you the repair path. And if your team has been avoiding conflict rather than addressing it, Signs You Team is Court in Conflict Avoidance is worth an honest read. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imanblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What does emotionally controlled conflict mean? Emotionally controlled conflict means managing your internal reactions well enough to keep the conversation productive, even when you feel personally attacked. It does not mean suppressing emotion. It means choosing your response rather than reacting from instinct when your defenses are triggered. How do you stay emotionally controlled when someone attacks you personally? You pause before responding, name what is happening without accusation, and redirect the conversation to the actual issue. Using prepared scripts prevents your brain from defaulting to fight or flight. The 3-second pause described in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time is one of the most reliable tools for this. What should you say when you feel personally attacked in a meeting? Say something like, I want to address the work, not how we are speaking to each other right now. That separates your character from the problem and gives you ground to stand on. Having the words prepared before the moment arrives is what makes the difference between composure and collapse. Why do we lose emotional control during conflict? The amygdala hijack floods your system with stress hormones the moment you perceive a personal threat. Your rational brain goes offline and your instincts take over. This is why preparation matters. Scripts give your rational brain something to reach for before your instincts take the wheel. How do you recover emotional control after you have already reacted badly? Acknowledge what happened clearly and without over-explaining. A short reset script like I do not think that came out right. Let me try again is enough. Composure is not about never losing it. It is about how quickly and cleanly you recover when you do. Can using scripts for emotional control feel unnatural? Only if you read them word for word without adapting them to your own voice. The purpose of a script is to anchor your thinking, not replace it. Practice them out loud. Swap in your own phrasing, and the language becomes yours. Prepared is not the same as robotic. Here is the truth of it: staying emotionally controlled mid conflict is not a gift some people are born with. It is a skill built through deliberate practice, and the words you reach for in that charged moment are the foundation of it. These scripts exist because I needed them myself, built them over decades, and watched them work in rooms where I was certain nothing would. Emotionally controlled conflict is not about being unmoved. It is about being prepared. That is the difference between a conversation that costs you something and one that earns respect. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit imanblickthorne.com to get your copy.